This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is July 22nd, 2014. Getting you guys ready for football season, starting off with Calhoun and Mr. MOB.
Yeah. What up?
Sure is a pleasure to be here again, Mr. Digital Darren.
All right, Calhoun, your numbers just keep going up and up and up. You seem like you're the star of the podcast, right?
Well, I like to think so. You know, it's what a place to be when you have so many great characters on the show. It's nice to know that I can hold down the fort.
Alright, so today, like I said,
Mr. MOB just eat that up.
Too bad he ain't bringing no class to the show.
Alright, so yeah, we talking football, getting everybody ready for football season. We just gonna do these sporadically until football season starts. Earlier, ESPN released, you know, incrementally Ron Jaworski released his top quarterback list, and it got us thinking about quarterbacks and quarterbacks in general. And the reason it's so important is because you have a quarterback, that's kind of the gauge of where your team is going to be, right?
Pretty much so. I think so. Yes and no. Yes, but sometimes you can have a bad quarterback will have some other dynamics to your team, and you can win like the whatever year that was, 98 Baltimore Ravens.
No, 2000.
2000, Trent Dilfer.
That meant 15 years ago.
2000, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
But they had an all-time defense, too.
Okay, but you know, Russell Wilson didn't really do nothing in the Super Bowl last year.
But by and large, he's a decent quarterback.
Well, Russell Wilson didn't do shit too much.
Yeah, he didn't do nothing.
Most of you would consider him at least an average or maybe slightly above average quarterback, right?
Well, I disagree. I believe, especially this day and age, and everyone going that route, you get yourself with the what $100 million quarterback and won the Super Bowl?
The Brady, the Manning.
No. That's before they got
– Joe Flacco?
That's before the deal. Somebody he got that $100 million after the deal, because you know what $100 million quarterback do?
They eat up your cap room.
And it kills the rest of your team.
And so I'm glad you brought that up. That's an excellent point. I went back and listened to the 10/7/2013 podcast, the worst day in Atlanta sports history podcast with me, you, Double R.
We lost every fucking thing.
And we lost everything that day. And one of the points you were saying was that Matt Ryan was a $100 million quarterback.
Because of the
market. One of the tenets you were saying was
Market value,
yeah. So,
just like
I'll ask you today, is he a $100 million quarterback?
Yes, and it's still the same because of market value. His numbers in the market. Colin Kaepernick just went and robbed San Francisco.
So, let me flip and ask you this.
Was Colin Kaepernick your top 10 quarterback? Is he in your top 15?
Yeah. Top 15?
He'll be probably 15 in the 13 to 15 range.
Matt Ryan is not worthy of $100 million, lead my team to the Super Bowl type money. No.
Colin Kaepernick has at least been to a Super Bowl.
NFC Championship, two or three.
I'ma back up and say, and we'll kind of get more to the specifics of each quarterback. Like, I think that with him, good coaching tailors their scheme around the assets they have.
Guess right? What it is? Everything but him.
You know, you're basically, Calhoun, your point is that you don't have to have the best quarterback to be a superb team.
You have a decent quarterback, preferably a game manager, with a good run game and a solid defense. And Seattle just showed you how far you go.
And Mr. MOB, you saying you split 50-50 that. You got to have at least a decent quarterback.
Yeah, a quarterback at least got to be able to produce and limit his turnovers and keep the defense off the field. Because if you're a quarterback, you go 1-2-3 out. No matter how good your defense is, they stay on the field, they wear down. So he got to be, like Calhoun was saying, a game manager. And you got to have some defense.
You got to be some level of comfort. So I want to go back to, and I see you chomping at the bit to say something.
Let me just say this. Because what you just said, that can be a regular, decent quarterback. You want to keep the defense off the field. What does that? A good run game. You could eat up a lot of clock with a good run game. And you can make some dump offs, some check down passes. You can make the key pass when they count and keep running down their throat. And your defense will stay off of the field. But guess what you got when you got somebody around here trying to go Jay Cutler, for instance? slinging it around that way. You get you some incompletes. You get you some three and outs. A decent, a good run game, a decent quarterback, a solid defense, you'll win.
I want to talk more about the contract situation before we talk about quarterbacks in the future. So one of your market value points was that because the market was fucking up, you have to fuck up because the market was fucking up.
It's just what happened in the NBA this offseason.
Well, two different beats.
It's different beats, but the same premise. You see when they start overpaying for people? The guy who got that $60 million contract, you're like, but he just robbed the bank.
John Lyon.
The money that was coming out was crazy. Jay Cutler, $100 million. You got Tony Romo, $100 million. You have Matthew Stafford, $100 million.
Matthew Ryan, $100 million.
Matt Ryan, $100 million.
And that sounds like a list of ain't shit quarterbacks. Good no, enough, but not. Like, that sounds like a list of good, but not good enough quarterbacks.
No, that just sounds like a list of haven't done shit yet. Because all of them are talented now. You talk Matthew Stafford might break all the QB records when he said nothing.
Yeah, because he's only 25.
And he's slanging it like hell.
I'm saying we saying not done shit yet, but all them quarterbacks been here enough to be done something.
More than what they have.
Yeah.
Of course. So that's why this $100 million is so disputed.
And let's split it to what Russell Wilson did. Seattle did with Russell Wilson. Is the $100 million quarterback contract a thing of the past?
No. Kaepernick signed for some stupid. You see, but Alex Smith trying to get his 100. No. That's the problem. Now because of players like the ones we just named, now you have players like Alex Smith, Kaepernick talking about giving.
As long as you average so the problem is that average to above average is not being justified by $100 million by the people you were just saying.
Average to above average is not being compensated as great.
I'm saying Kaepernick got ground to stand on.
No, he doesn't.
Pay me. I've been to three straight NFC Championship Super Bowl. Pay me.
You can plug somebody else.
He was one play away from winning the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
The last pass, they could have won the Super Bowl. They went to Crabtree.
Yeah.
We can start this right here. Do you think Kaepernick is a $100 million quarterback?
No.
Do you dare?
No. I would like to keep that conversation going.
Ask me.
Do you think he's a
quarterback? Absolutely not.
So let's start with
what
this.
What about Matt Ryan? He done more than Matt Ryan.
So let's bring it like this. That's actually a more interesting way instead of ranking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's rank quarterbacks as term in tiers. And then the tier right now be $100 million tier. Let's start out as the top tier, the premier tier for us. Who, and this, we'll call this the $100 million tier because these are guys who are proven commodities. You get them $100 million.
We can say the $100 million without blinking an eye.
It's the four.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees.
That's the
you can say that, folks, with your eyes closed.
I'll add possibly two more to that group.
Who?
Cam and Andrew Luck.
Absolutely.
You gotta be kidding me.
Why wouldn't you put Cam and Andrew Luck?
What it sounds like? You need to stop jacking off as much. You're tired. That's what that sound like. Sound like you don't skeet it out.
Andrew Luck don't deserve $100 million.
No, not yet.
He ain't did enough.
Okay, so
and Stamp sealed the liver worthy of it.
Cam Newton, definitely.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So the four we talked about are proven commodities, right? Yeah. You know what you're getting.
You know
with
what
them.
They can do.
Right now we'll say our $100 million group, which is a group that if you were on you get them $100 million and not bad out to. You wouldn't be like, damn, why?
Are we gonna discuss this later? Can we say this now? With that group right there, they're still not going.
What?
They'll never win. Who? They won't win. Those four, your elite quarterbacks, they won't win.
Because
they all don't want them.
They won before them contracts.
So, okay, so what you're saying is basically $100 million becomes an albatross because it's so much money dedicated
to
one
it's
player.
It's a death sentence to a team. Once you sign any player to $100 million, it's max money. So, how are you going to fill in the other voids?
And that's why I say it's different from basketball because it's 21 more other voids to get the job done in football as opposed to basketball.
The cap is higher too, so it's not just.
But it's not that much higher than basketball.
No, it ain't. So to give somebody $20 million out of, what is it, 80-something million?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do anything.
All them can win. From what they bring to your team offensively, hey, Manning, he could have won the Super Bowl.
Not that
one. But he wasn't. By
no,
far,
I'm,
he was.
I'm saying, if he wouldn't have ran against two.
So the albatross is the $100 million. So you're saying that nobody, one of the things you're saying is Once you get a $100 million quarterback, you basically put your team in pin that they won't win the Super Bowl.
One thing that we keep seeing, what was a trend, everyone keeps sinking money into offense. Offense sell tickets, right? What wins games?
Defense.
You want to sink some money into something, you need to sink money in your defense. Being honest.
So let's spend it to the Falcons.
I was just gonna say, but you're a Falcons fan.
So the Falcons
and
are
y'all continue to say they gonna win, but what you just said, they dead in the water.
All the way. The motor out.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we finished up with our $100 million quarterback status. Even though with a star saying that $100 million is an albatross to your team, it's like a death stone hung around your neck.
And next year we're about to have the highest paid player in the NFL.
He was that this year.
And he's about to be in next year.
So let's go to tier two of the quarterbacks. That's what we'll call them, the Houston quarterbacks.
So they're not.
So that first group was the first group was the Morris quarterbacks, where the guy come to your table, show you the meat they're gonna cook. You get to personally pick out your meat, the marbling and stuff like that, and that's what they cook. So that first group is that type of experience. You get everything paid for separately.
So you don't take no hold of this kind of restaurant, sure.
Right. I took my mom. That's the only person I took and
taken. You take a real woman there. That's what you take. You take a real special young lady. You gonna pick out your meat.
Yeah.
I take a woman. She's gonna pick our meat out there. She's gonna pick my meat. You know what I mean? You gonna have to suck that meat, eat that meat. No, it's gonna go good.
All right. The next group of quarterbacks would be Houston.
Okay.
Houston is always in for
you. You can still impress this motherfucker.
No, you can still impress a motherfucker in Houston. If those who live in Atlanta know that Houston's don't have a big menu, but they throw a really good game with the menu they have.
Yeah, you get nice consistent. You can take it out. You're going to fuck afterwards. So you're still fucking at this restaurant.
You're still fucking at this restaurant. She's still going to be impressed. Yeah. Get to see a couple of celebrities.
There we go. Who are these?
Who are these quarterbacks?
Joe Flacco, for sure.
Matt Ryan, for sure.
No.
Hold on. Let's stop at Flacco. Why wouldn't you put him in the $100 million group? Was it you just forgot, or he's not a $100 million quarterback?
No, it ain't stamped, sealed, and delivered what you're gonna get from Flacco.
But he carried y'all.
I've been saying the last few years he have been a good quarterback. He have did big plays in crunch time, but just them other four are like timeless with what they gonna do. You know what they gonna do. Flacco, he getting there. Tony Romo getting there, but he's just not a winner.
Joe Flacco. That's what Steve skipped calling.
But how can you call him Joe Flacco after he carried Baltimore to the Super Bowl? In that time, let me just say this. I'm not a Flacco lover or hater. He threw 11 touchdowns and one interception during the postseason. So he carried the load.
You think he's a $100 million quarterback?
Let me put it this way. Could I consider him Morton's? Yes, I could. If I was the owner and if I was the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, I would not have a problem paying $100 million. Yeah, I would not have a problem paying him $100 million.
He do something after what he did.
Playoffs every year
with no Ray Lewis.
Everyone keeps saying this like he's just him going to playoffs every year. Now I give you, he carried him that Super Bowl run, but years prior to that, he wasn't showing up. It was Ray Rice and that defense.
No, the year before that, remember. The dude had the ball in the end zone. He threw the great pass, and the dude from the Patriots knocked it out. Yeah. So he made the plays. Buttigieg didn't catch the ball.
Yes, I would say he's 100 million. I say he's.
But you were saying that.
Well, let me flip it then.
No. If we was doing by just money, I don't think Matt Ryan is worthy of a $100 million quarterback.
Well, let's stick with the tiers we talked about. So he's not worthy of Morris, but he's better than Houston's team. That's what we're kind of putting Joe Flacco in.
So he's in this tier. So let's say he's the leader of this team. Okay, you got Joe Flacco in this team.
You got Phil Rivers.
The next person I would say is Cam. I would put Cam in this team.
Why are you putting Cam in this time?
I say Phil Rivers then Tony Romo.
Why would you say Phil Rivers over Cam?
One thing about Phil Rivers, he consistent.
Yeah,
Phil Rivers been doing his thing.
Since he's been doing his thing.
But he just don't win. He get in the playoff, but he just don't win.
I mean, out of how many years he been lead with? Probably about 12 good years now.
Nah, not 10.
The same amount, 10 or 11, the same minute. Eli been in, and Ben Roethlisberger been in. They came in the same draft.
So they came
in. And I put all them in that tier. I don't put Matt Ryan in that tier. Matt Ryan is just as good as them.
No.
Matt Ryan is
not as good as Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. You're talking about two quarterbacks who we didn't even name at the top of the second tier who got multiple Super Bowls.
We keep saying it like it's just them getting Super Bowls. Who won that Super Bowl for the Giants? They front four won that Super Bowl.
Okay. But I think it's something to be said. I think that I agree with Mr. MOB. I think it is something to be said that Matt Ryan hasn't even been to a Super Bowl. Like, and that's why.
Phillip Rivers haven't been to a Super Bowl.
And I never put Phillip Rivers in that group. You did.
Cam never been to a Super Bowl.
Again, Cam is. The only thing I say is Cam is young, but we can take him out of that group. If you want to put that group into. If you want to put those guys into a group. Well, I think that group is actually a little bigger than this. We will start with. Out of all of them, I would say it's Roethlisberger, Manning, and who else you said?
Phillip Rivers. You're a Phillip Rivers hater. Flacco. Look at what
Flacco. Flacco would be number one in that group. Flacco is almost in that.
Flacco and Matt Ryan is the same player.
No.
I hate when people say that.
No, Flacco. Pull their stats, pull out their wins, pull everything you want to pull up.
No matter.
When it matters, who's been the best quarterback? Exactly. Let's just ask a simple
question. Who had the better team?
Don't mean that.
Who's had? He have two, three Hall of
Famers. He's went to harder competition too.
What?
Yeah. He had to go through the Patriots.
Yeah, he had to go through the Patriots every time. He had to go through Pittsburgh.
He went through Peyton Manning.
He went through Peyton Manning. Yeah, he
Peyton Manning ain't shit in the playoffs. Don't bring him.
But come on, Calvin. It's a whole nother thing between
who the Falcons play.
In this group, in this tier, we got
Flacco, Eli, Ben.
Phillip Rivers. And I'm putting Matt Ryan.
I'm putting Romo.
I would put Romo. I put Romo in there too. So how would you put Romo in? And why wouldn't you put Cam though? You don't consider Cam as a Houston's type meal?
No.
Consistently good?
No. I would put Cam over Andrew Luck.
Luck deserves to be in the list.
I don't think so right now.
I would put him
in Luck in there with Russell Wilson. And to be honest, I want to take Cam over Russell Wilson or Andrew Luck.
I'm not a Cam fan, but I'm taking over Russell Wilson to win the game. People asking Cam to win the game.
He just went to one playoff.
Out of 3 years.
We're not holding Andrew.
Whatever tier Andrew Luck and Cam in, Andrew Wilson is in.
Russell, no,
I think he's a tier below them. I'm going to tell you who I think round out this list. I think Cam, Andrew Luck, and the other person who's going to be borderline this list and this list, and the Dawson.
See, I tell you, we have a name.
He ain't even named Jacob.
Nah, forget that.
He don't deserve to be in these.
Jacob is probably in this tier.
No.
I'm going to tell you what's in this tier.
Who?
And now you ended up Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. I'm a Georgia fan. Matthew Stafford lose too many games.
You cannot talk about his numbers.
Andy Dalton is better than Matthew Stafford.
And Dalton, the reason why they lose the playoffs.
No way.
Matthew Stafford, the reason they lose in the regular season. How many times have you done looked at the game and be like, God damn, what Matthew Stafford doing?
You got to take the good and the bad with a gun swing. You got to take the good and the bad. That's why you hate Brett Favre, man. You got to take the good and the bad, man.
This Houston's tier, I think, should be bigger than four quarterbacks. I think I
got more than four.
I'll agree. I concede Joe Flacco. I concede Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers.
Eli.
I concede Aaron Romo. I would put Romo next.
Matt, if you put in.
Matt Ryan is better than those guys.
We can pull up what Matt Ryan do. How many game winning drives he done had? Regardless of what you say, what do Romo do? Romo win when he count?
No,
so you can shove that.
All right, let's go tit for tat. I don't feel Matt Ryan is in this Houston group. I say that partly because I'm an Atlanta fan and I'm biased because he hasn't delivered us anything. He hasn't really won in this county. If we're down by more than three, we're going to lose. He's not going to win the game. That's why I'm biased toward that. Two, if we need a field goal to win, Matt Ryan going to make that motherfucker do what he do. But if it's four, he going to make it do what he do. We going to go home.
That's the knock on it. That's why everybody in this Houston group have a knock.
They're flawed.
That's his knock. That's their knock.
Not really.
Who don't have a knock in this group?
Really? Eli and Roethlisberger don't really got
well, they got plenty of flaws.
They got, boy,
not really.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger threw a whole bunch of ill-advised bad throws.
So let me ask you this.
Hold the ball too long. Yes, dude. Everybody got a knock.
So let's go on and wrap this group up for the
moment. Hold on, one more thing. Eli Manning was throwing to the other team all last season.
I think these guys, we're talking about career. So in this group, I think we're saying that it's
Flacco,
Eli, Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers,
Romo.
And y'all still can't put none of the young boys in there?
I'm putting Matt Ryan in there. If you put them in there, he going to win them. If you put Philip Rivers, Tony Romo. You put Matt Ryan in there. Matt Ryan doing everything they doing. They ain't did nothing more than he done.
You what you want to have, you had to pick between.
You can put them in the bag and just give me one.
Philip Rivers and Matt Ryan in Atlanta. Who you want? I don't want to hear the bag theory. Who you want?
You know, Philip Rivers, my God. I gained a lot of respect for him last year in that fourth. He had nothing. He made Harry Douglas 85 catches, 1,000 yards with a banged up, horrific line that he played for. He stood, stared down the gun barrel and made a lot of plays. No, I'm taking Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan just as good as them.
How good was last year? They didn't make the playoffs.
We had plenty of injuries, and the defense is still with the defense here. Hey, we got a coach. You got a book over there. He don't have a playbook. You have a coaching for dummy book.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. I know that sounds funny and whatever. How far do you think Matt Ryan can take an average NFL team? If you took him and switched him with Andy Dalton, what do you think it would happen?
I think that'll go somewhere. The playoff. Boy, Andy Dalton, they got arguably the most talented roster in football.
No, they don't.
Who's calling Matt Ryan great?
You can change.
You can interchange cats out depending on who you like and your team and what you see. You could take somebody might say, "Nah, Philip Rivers being over the top," and you'll put someone else in. You'll put someone else out. This is like a Mr. Potato Head tier. You can add another nose. You can put some more shoes on. This is something different. See that top tier? There is no changing them in or not. This tier, you can have some debates about.
I guess, but I still like the original five. I don't like Matt Ryan in there.
Matt Ryan's a top 10 quarterback.
Not in my book.
Is Matt Ryan the top 10 quarterback?
Well, you know what? If you say that, get what it'll be. If four in the top, would you name five in the second, that nine, were he the first one in the third tier?
Nah.
You want to put him there?
He led one in the second tier.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I know what? Let's go to this third tier, Walter.
Let's go.
He's going to be at the top of my third. I'm be honest.
I think Matt Ryan is overrated too. Lord knows he isn't worth $100 million.
I'm saying he's a Falcons fan.
I love the Falcons.
Like he's not a Falcons fan. No, he's a scoring Falcons fan. He's like, you know what he's like? He's like the bitch you date, you fuck that you ain't call her back again and you see her in the street. No. She is so much vitriol. She's hot. She's mad. That's what it is. Matt Ryan, the Falcons don't fuck them over so many times.
Matt Ryan don't fuck us over so many times.
Like you said, Andrew Luck. I would take Andrew Luck in an Atlanta uniform over Matt Ryan right now.
I would take Cam over Matt Ryan.
Said that years ago.
Cuts out the Houston's group, and I am still thinking we should put Cam and Andrew Luck in that group. But
I know for sure.
He'll know that. Let's go to the third group, the Longhorn group. So Longhorn, we all know Longhorn. You can go there, see some women. They have some hits and some misses. So the salmon is a hit. States aren't you know what I'm saying? But better than most or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So
who's in this group? We can go ahead with the figurehead. We can go ahead and put your Andrew Luck.
That wouldn't even be my first figurehead. I would say Jay Cutler. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Cutler.
I would not put Jay Cutler over. I'll veto this. I wouldn't put Jay Cutler over anybody who's made the playoffs or the Pro Bowl. You know the last time Jay Cutler made the Pro Bowl? You know who done made the Pro Bowl since then?
Everybody.
Exactly. So, and on top of that, they brought Jay Cutler back last year for them not to make the playoffs. They could have rolled with, it was one of them McGowan boys. And
it was another cracker.
Yeah. Jay Cutler a little bit more proven than he
was. He hasn't proven shit.
That shit, when Jay Cutler came back, everybody knew what it was going to be. That boy was playing good ball before they had settled down.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a typical point. I think that we get to a point where stats kind of tantalize us. And Jay Cutler's been in the league at least a solid 8 years. For him never to.
The problem with Jay Cutler, has he made
the playoffs yet? So once or twice out of 8 years.
Yeah. He's made the playoffs. Take my word for it. Listen, Jay Cutler, the only problem with Jay Cutler is this. For all the stuff he gives you, boy, he gives you a lot of bad. Jay Cutler.
And just like Longhorn gives you a lot of bad. So to get that good piece of Sam, you got to wait an hour. All the black people know about Longhorn now. So, it's the bar full of people getting to go on, so you can't eat like you want to.
Hey, bro.
You got, exactly. You got to listen to, when you do get your seat, somebody reach, hey, bro, let me just grab this menu real quick. You got to deal with all this and all that. So, Jay Cutler may put 5 cents on the table. He takes off 8 things.
He's in his tip.
And I ask you this, would you want Jay Cutler? Who is your favorite team so the people will know?
He don't have one. He's a habitual dick rock.
Baltimore and San Francisco.
Would you want him replacing whoever the quarterbacks are for those teams?
No.
That's the whole point. And that's why I think that Jay Cutler may be, he's a great stats horrible. I think he may be in the lower level.
So he's a $100 million problem. Then when that motherfucker got a contract, we all should get a contract.
Exactly. He's the patient X. Ain't that what they call it? Patient zero or something like that. Where he's the patient zero in the room or whatever.
Jay Cutler is a motherfucker.
So going back to Longhorn, so this group of quarterbacks, they have some upside, some, you know, they're just one of the mere quarterbacks. Like you get, they're not so much interchangeable, but
Andrew Luck is number one in this group, and he's almost in second.
Exactly, Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is probably Cam. Cam.
Output.
Matthew Stafford.
RG3.
Now wait a minute.
Andy Dalton.
Whoa.
No. I put Kaepernick over
Dalton. I mean, it's not ranking. It's just these are the guys in the group.
I put Kaepernick over RG3.
I mean, it's not an over. Who is just these are the guys in the group, and we can talk about, you know, about in the group.
I like RG3.
Russell Wilson has to go in this
Russell group. Wilson's in that group. That group seems very disproportionate with the group because you got to put Andy Dalton. Got to put Russell Wilson.
I want to say you got to put Andy Dalton.
The guy done been to the playoffs every year.
Man, his team go to the playoffs every year.
Darren still ain't named Matt Ryan yet.
Yes, we did. He's in the second group.
No, he didn't name Matt Ryan.
Yes, we did.
No, he did.
He's in the second group. And now I veto that. He's in the second group. Matt Ryan. We veto on that one. Everybody get a veto. I'm getting a veto.
We that deep into the third group. And Matt Ryan still ain't came
because
out.
Because he's already.
He ain't came out the draft board.
No, because he's already concluded he's in the second group.
No,
he didn't. I've conceded he's in the second group to make
Cowboys.
He's
in the second group.
I said to make you happy.
Nah, he's in the second group.
No, he ain't.
I vetoed it.
You said he ended up with Romo.
He's in the.
I have to come back and look at this group and say, if those two are in that second group, Andrew Luck and Cam need to be in the second group.
Cam.
You're not that far away.
The thing about Cam is, he brings so much. He gotta be somewhere.
He's
here. He gotta be in that second group.
He gotta be somewhere.
He's better than the third group.
He's in this third group.
No, he's not. He's better
than Andrew Luck.
Yes. Andrew Luck need to be in the second group, my bad.
No, he's not.
He better than Andrew Luck.
No, he's not.
They're different. They're both good. They're just different.
Y'all just said that because y'all racist.
No, we can compare it to the girls.
You racist.
I'm prejudiced, not racist.
I'm just saying. That's just like saying, Peyton Manning at his prime, Mike Vick at his prime. You're gonna get some stuff.
No.
With Cam.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I'm saying, but you're gonna
get like that Phillip Rivers at his prime and Michael Vick at his prime.
You're gonna get some stuff with Mike Vick. I don't care if it is Peyton Manning in his prime, you're not gonna get from Peyton Manning. You're not gonna get a 65 yard touchdown run. Never.
But get a 65 touchdown pass.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can get that from Cam too. But Cam can run it 65 yards. Andrew Luck ain't running it 65 yards.
You know what happened when it break down? Your number one option, you know what a nigga do? Let me, feet don't fail me now. You know what these crackers do? With my second, with my third, with my fourth, throw it away. I'll live another day. Not the nigga though. You know why? Because he'd rather look good and lose than look bad and win.
Okay, white man can't jump.
You already know.
All right, so let's bring it back to this third group because something about this Longhorn group seems really off to me.
You don't sit right with you.
It don't sit right with me that Cam and Luck are in this group. I might have to pull a rank on this one. You know what I'm saying?
Son of a list is no good.
Vetoing
previous list, taking people and putting them
but
up.
But you there. Agree with me with Cam.
Yeah, I got, like you said, Cam got to go somewhere.
He's better in the third group, number one in the third, and if he's in the second, he got it.
He that might.
So let me ask you this: is he more closer to, from an impact standpoint, is he more closer to the Andy Daltons of the world? Or is he more closer to the Phillip Riverses of the world?
Phillip Rivers of the world.
That means he's in the second group. He's up there with one Matt Ryan.
What kind of political question is that? He's not.
If we going off like what Darren just said and what y'all saying, he in the second group. Because I think he better than Matt Ryan, hand down.
But y'all know y'all some shuffling ass niggas. You know that?
No.
Right, y'all niggas know y'all put this nigga anywhere. No. All right. Him and
they both go. I know
that Matt Ryan's in there. Matt Ryan's
in there. Okay, Matt Ryan's in the Houston group.
No, that ain't a fact, man. I'm looking for the fucking football.
Alright, now y'all
arguing. So let's bring it. I'm just saying my point so they know. I don't just look at the foul game and turn it off and go to sleep. I look at football. And I'm telling you, Matt Ryan got the good.
And he's better than Cam Newton.
I'll take him over that junker buddy.
Yeah, see that.
He just want to do that for the life. So he deserves to be in the second group then. Cam and Lowe.
No, I literally would take him over. I'll take Matt Ryan over Cam Newton. That's what I was saying about Kaepernick and Russell Wilson.
Let's wrap up this group. So we're going to sum up this.
Russell Wilson ain't even in this group. Y'all ain't even name him.
Yes, he did.
So let's stop right now. We're taking Cam and Andrew Luck out of the Longhorn group and putting them in the Houston group.
Y'all niggas, boy, y'all know good and well.
They the tail end of the Houston
group. I got me another veto coming. Y'all bringing anybody to the party.
That's it.
Well, the Houston group done went from 5-7.
The Houston group 5-7.
You might want to put Matthew Stafford in this fucking group.
No.
Who? Matt Ryan now.
Y'all had a tall nigga hair in this motherfucker. Matt Ryan can't get no love with this motherfucker. I ain't got no love with Matt Ryan in this asshole.
You know what I'm saying? If that can tell you what you done did on the field, Matthew Stafford been killing the stat sheet.
That's what I just
Tony
said.
Tony Romo been killing the stat sheet.
That's why he's in the group.
But
if you want to talk about dropping the baby, if you want to talk about the world's fucker, you got to talk about Tony Romo. Y'all put him in that group vehemently, fast. Oh, Tony Romo's in this group. I say no. Tony Romo's not in this group. Especially you talking about over Matt Ryan. Oh, no.
Tony Romo's a stat filler.
I think this. Tony Romo gets a lot of the blame. And he deserves some of the blame.
Well, he don't deserve it all.
He don't deserve as much as everybody get home. Right. They asked Tony Romo to keep them. A lot of times, Tony Romo is keeping them in that game single-handed. Yeah.
And a lot of time, he's blowing it. That Green Bay game, blowing it. Minnesota game, blowing it.
They asked him to keep. They seem to ask him, Tony, keep us in the game.
Them game wouldn't even be close if it went for him.
But then he lose the game. Hey, Tony, look, we got the lead. Just chill out. I got you, boss. He get out there and start that running around. And next thing you know, pick six.
Because we have 40 minutes and we're still in teetering between group two and three. So Houston's group, we got everybody who we want in, though.
Man, y'all niggas adding everybody in now.
Nah, that's it. That's the end of the Houston
y'all
group.
Bad up
the Major League just closed the ribbon off. Ain't nobody else getting in the ribbon. We had capacity, man. Cam and Andrew Luck, the last two. We let one black and one white in. Matt Ryan gave away that hand job. They let him in the back.
Tony Romo Ryan giving our hand job. Matt Ryan giving our hand. What did I say?
They done did what they did to get in there.
One of them niggas got in and snuck the other one in the back door.
They got in. So let's get with the Longhorn group. That's your Russell Wilsons of the world.
Kaepernick. Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton's. RG3's.
I don't know. After that, it get a little shaky.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is in that group.
Michael
Vick is in that group. He's not in that group. He's in the Golden Corral group. Ain't that coming up next?
Mike Vick is not in the Golden Corral group.
Boy,
what about the boy who took his place?
Have a little happiness.
What Nick Foles is in this group.
All right, man. Yeah, you get a little... Yeah, like you said, we got
Cutler's in this group.
Cutler's in this group.
Staffers in this group. So we gotta go to where? I can't believe y'all got Stafford in this bullshit ass group. Wait a minute. We naming these guys. Man, Matthew Stafford ain't in this group.
Yes, he is.
He's perfectly
fit. So let's talk about the one.
What you just said with the RG3s and the cabinet, yeah, he go with them.
He in this group. Yeah,
this is who he's handcuffed. He doesn't get to go to Houston.
Yeah, he's
Longhorn. He cool.
He go with them.
It ain't no shame in taking the girl to Longhorn. She probably done been there before.
If that's the case, then he's at the rope. Matthew Stafford's looking in
No.
He
can't stand. It's a group. They all stand at the door.
Oh, they all at the door.
Based off of what RG3 did in rookie year. With that sucking Redskin team.
The difference between them and Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford has a special table at Longhorn. He known though. No matter how crowded it is, he can always get in long corner.
Yeah, because he got a special receiver.
Exactly.
That's why he got
that's a special receiver. That's what really make him. Let me be honest.
Yeah, he got a, he know a waiter. He know a waiter.
They go to those reality.
Exactly.
He know a waiter.
He know the owner.
He can give him some free.
Yeah.
Some free.
And just bring me some
appetizers. Yeah. He get some of that. Oh, he got
so that's how he in the long corner.
Side note, you think he's the greatest receiver?
Well,
no.
You think he will be?
Nope.
No.
Think Jerry.
I do.
He ain't even gonna be better than T.O. though when
he's gonna be better than Randy Moss.
Well, he better than Randy Moss now.
What's up?
All right, but let go. That's another.
So, yeah, that concludes the Longhorn group. Now we're going to go to the Golden Corral group. So, the Golden Corral.
Get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, they got steak, but the steak ain't good.
Have a taste of happiness.
They got wings.
Yeah, you get a lot of everything, but nothing. Very little of it good.
You're going to get full.
You come away like, they're full, but you never come away saying, damn, that was good. You come away like, damn, I'm full. Damn, that was good. So, the Golden Corral level. The first person I'm putting the Golden Corral level, I know you hate him, is Geno Smith. He's not saying he's the best in the Golden Corral there. He just deserves
it. Hell no. Geno Smith.
No. You put him in the Golden Corral?
No. No, I wouldn't even put Red. I put
Red. I actually put Manziel in the Golden Corral there without seeing.
We haven't seen him.
Without seeing the lick of him.
We can't do that yet. We got to see what we're looking at.
All right, so who would you put in the Golden Corral there?
So in this group is from Sam Bradford. No, I think he's bringing
it. I would put him in a level, but in the school lunch cafeteria. In level. That's the last level.
You would put Sam Bradford in?
Oh, and we forgot about one. I guess if you go off last year, what about Matt Sharp? Matt Sharp.
He's in this level.
Matt Sharp is in.
Matt Sharp is in the Golden Corral level.
Matt Sharp Golden Corral?
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
Based off of last year.
You know, that was my man.
Come on now. Matt Sharp in the Golden Corral.
Now, think about this. The problem happened the year before last. It just continued in the district. They benched him. What? By week 6 of this year.
Hey, I like
that. I want to say Matt Sharp.
You already know what I think about Matt.
Yeah, I want to say you in Golden Corral be like, oh, they going to Matt Sharp.
Yeah.
If your fan base get Matt Sharp.
Matt Sharp was slanging that thing.
If your fan base get Matt Sharp, you're going to be okay.
Golden Corral. We're in on him. Him and Andre Johnson. They can shoot
out. Keyword, him and Andre Johnson.
And Matthew Stafford and Cam.
That's why he's
really. So, Matt Stafford is here. Matt Sharp is here. We'll get double Matt. The real Matt is in the other one. So we'll get
we had the Golden Corral level, no?
I know.
You gonna put him in the Golden Corral level?
Matt Sharp, you know how I feel about
him. He in the Golden Corral level.
Matt Sharp is Matthew Stafford. If you're gonna put Stafford in there, you gotta put Sharp.
No, he put Stafford in the second group.
No, Stafford in the third group. Yeah. And Sharp in the fourth group.
Nah.
Sharp got benched because of his play.
Nah. Sharp can't go in the fourth and Stafford in the third.
Nah. Sharp is the only quarterback. When last time a quarterback done got benched because of his play?
A lot of them.
When the last time a quarterback done got benched for his play?
The last time.
The last time, yo.
Carson Palmer's in this level.
Carson Palmer in this level.
I don't know where Carson Palmer is. He was, you were coming in to go to Corral line, he was going out the door. Carson, hey, what's up, Carson?
He in this level because if any team in those other levels were asked to trade their starting quarterback for Carson Palmer, it would be a goddamn riot.
You're right. Carson Palmer was a 25-year-old fat booty bitch. Now she's a 40-year-old ran through hoe. All right. So Carson Palmer's here. Matt Sharp is here. And the other Matt. Matthew Stafford is here.
You can say Sam Bradford. I give you Bradford.
Sam Bradford got to be.
I give you Sam Bradford.
If you can name the motherfucker, he's here. that's where he is.
Sam Bradford.
Ryan Tannehill is here.
Tannehill is here.
The boy in Minnesota.
No.
He's in the school much more.
Yeah, so, who's talking about?
Ponder.
Whoever.
Ponder. That's about the one they got from
Josh Freeman.
Tampa Bay.
Oh, he's
in the National too. If he's still in the league, that nigga might be out of here. You know, the nigga ain't no 1-2-3 out. He ain't David Carr, one of them McCown brothers. He's out here. That nigga might not be in the he might not be here.
Hold on, so y'all saying the dude from Philly, but it ain't.
Nah, he in the previous.
He Foles in Longhorn, but Matt Schaub in Golden Corral?
Yes! If we just say Nick Foles and Longhorn and Matt Stafford isn't Golden Corral, surely Matt Sharp.
How do you say Matt Stafford?
Because if Nick Foles and Longhorn, Matt Stafford should be in Longhorn.
He is! But Matt Sharp is stuck in Golden Corral.
He's not in there. They got him in there.
Matthew, you know what happened? Matthew Stafford went home knowing he got a job. Matthew Sharp was sitting there like, damn, they finna get rid of me, baby. Let's just pack up and go.
Nah, he white, so he knew it wasn't over with.
I'm saying he knew Houston was over.
They ain't fucking him like Vince Young. The nigga signed a big contract with Ray.
All right, so anyway, he's in this group. Carson Palmer's in this group.
So what about people like
Andy Dalton in this group?
Nah, Andy Dalton in the other
group. What about Terrell Pryor?
Terrell Pryor.
They in the next
group. Hold on, this group will be pretty small.
Them niggas bringing bags. Hold on, wait a minute. Who's where? We
said Andy Dalton was in the long haul group.
I think you said he snuck that red-headed nigga in. We said no to that.
He's in the
playoffs every year. Man, you can shut it up your ass. This is there.
Okay, so if he goes down, Matthew Stafford goes down.
No, they are not the same.
You're right, Andy Dalton. We're Matthew Stafford not.
He's going for the man, for everybody else. No, Andy Dalton is in this group. He's in
the Matthew draft. Stafford got the better tools, right?
He got a better tool.
He got better tools.
You acting like AJ Green ain't shit.
He's a mini Megatron. Mini Megatron. Matthew Stafford got the full fledged version.
And he got Starscream then.
Excellent analogy. So, especially to a Transformers fan.
I know what you like.
Exactly. I might whack out the hey, but back to the Corral group. So far, we said Carson Palmer, Matthew Shaw,
Andy Dalton, and Dalton in his group there.
He
snuck him in clean, didn't he? Right in the back door.
He donated.
So Andy Dalton, he redhead. They ain't gonna let him in Houston.
No.
So let me ask you this. Let me flip and ask you this. Would Houston trade Matthew Stafford for Andy Dalton?
No.
They would keep Matthew Shaw. Would they trade Matthew Shaw?
Oh, yeah.
That's why Andy it's Dalton probably. Deserves to be in the middle.
No, because
Andy Dalton
needs
to be wherever Matthew Stafford is.
Matthew Stafford is over
here. Throw the ball to
him. One thing about it, since Matt is going to trade Andy Dalton for Matthew Stafford.
I said they both in the Longhorn group. I don't have a problem with both of them.
They are not in the Longhorn group. Matthew Stafford is. Andy Dalton definitely
is. They should be in the same group.
Wherever they are, they hold a hand.
He ain't even got the numbers. And he got Gresham.
But for whatever they do, they say, down sell it, throw it to AJ Green.
And that gets you in the Longhorn.
Throw it to Calvin Johnson.
And that's what I'm saying. He got that. And he doesn't even have the numbers of a Matt Ryan.
But he's winning. They say he's getting in the playoffs every year. Last year when they were good, they still
made it. The Bengals done been to the playoffs every year. He done been there.
Bengals been every year. He's been there.
Well, they both in this group.
No, they in the Longhorn group.
They ain't need Longhorn State.
They
ain't.
No, they ain't.
Wherever they're together.
He going over Pittsburgh team you secretly like in Baltimore. He's one of them not making the playoffs because he's making the playoffs. Whichever one it is, it's one of them.
One year they took all three of them.
Man, I vehemently disagree with Andy Dalton.
But that's the funny
thing. I got another veto.
No. You don't use your veto.
Man, you keep sneaking niggas in left and right. Why don't make a list?
I said Andy Dalton.
This motherfucker's glass is slick as hell.
I gotta say, my one veto, Mike Vick going Longhorn.
Oh, yeah. We both got a veto that.
You never know what he gonna do.
This is there. We got a veto that veto.
I don't know.
This is there. We got a veto that veto.
Mike Vick can give you what you need.
Man, Mike Vick can't read a coloring book, let alone a playbook.
So what? But you was sucking him off for 5 years.
Hey, he was great in 5 years.
He's still great if you're on the field.
No.
If you're on the field, he's still better than some of the nigga y'all know.
That's a fan.
No.
You was a
Mike
fan.
Mike Vick better than some of them y'all name.
No, sir. Not A-on-1. Not none of them. Not A-on-1 of them.
Andy Dalton ain't better than Mike Vick.
All right, so let's stay on the Golden Corral. Andy Dalton go get in there. Him and Matthew Stafford. I agree with Mr. MOB. They both need to be in the same group. And I say they deserve to be in the Longhorn group. Matthew Stafford for the records he's broken, or for the stats he's put up. Andy Dalton because he's been a winner.
All right, so in this last group.
This not the last group. We're still in the Golden Corral group.
In this Golden Corral group is Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer, Matthew Shaw.
Alex Smith.
Mark Sanchez. He's a level below this.
But he ain't playing any goddamn.
I say E.J. Manuel is
Have we named Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, we said Colin Kaepernick was in the Longhorn group. I say E.J. Manuel is in this group.
He's only been in a year. We can't name him.
Man. I mean, he's decent, though. He wasn't horrible.
He was shitty. He wasn't worth nothing to watch. No.
What people like Matt Castle going?
He ain't playing. So that's the end of this group.
All right, so let's talk about the
trash can group.
The school lunch group. So in school lunch, give you steak.
Yeah, ain't no.
We call it Mr. Meat.
Yeah.
It'd be that little Salisbury steak. Yeah, it would be Salisbury steak. Yeah. Really, I know when I was in school, I used to trade it for the vegetables. That's how bad that shit was. Well, we call it Mr. Meat. Yeah, yeah. Like, I
prison lunch.
Exactly. I just throw it over. I say, hey, Quinn, you want this? Just give me your corn. So I have two pieces of plates of corn. He had two Salisbury steaks or whatever. So that's how bad and horrible this group is.
So in this group, this got to be the last tech group.
Yeah, it is.
The first one is the cat from Tennessee.
Jay Locker. We'll put Jay Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm too even.
But Gino's in this group?
Of course Gino's in this group. Gino's in this group and the other nigga above in New York.
Emmanuel.
Oh, Sanchez.
He ain't in none of these groups.
He ain't in none of these groups.
He's homeless.
Nah, he ain't in here.
We'll put him in here just because of the butt farm.
Nah, that nigga is a feed the hungry meal. That nigga is a sack lunch. Nah, he ain't in here.
He's standing in line for soup.
Josh Freeman in here.
Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor in here. Yeah, they all in here.
That's about it. What we done named probably
not. Whoever Cleveland started, Brian, who are you gonna be in here?
Yeah.
Whoever Cleveland's trying not gonna
Bulls
be in.
Started.
Yeah, he gonna be in here.
We named everybody. Ain't nobody left. We done went from Chicago, Green
the
Bay,
McCown,
Minnesota.
McCown in here. He with the Tampa Bay now.
Yeah.
He's here. All these boys right here. That's where they stand there, right here.
And if you try to give them to somebody else's team, they gonna say, hell nah, we'd rather take a punt. Yeah.
They'll get them when your quarterback go down and your second quarterback go down.
And your third quarterback go down.
You ain't trained no Lunchables for these type of guys. You just gonna eat what you got. And ain't nobody gonna trade with you.
Ain't nobody Ain't nobody moving this one. And that's
the team. So we had a few discrepancies on the Houstons and the Longhorn list, but
tell us
we probably got it right.
Tell us who you agree with. Give them that contact information.
Digital Darren, DigitalDARON @gmail.com. Yo, we'll feel free to hear from you. You email us and let us know. You can be on the show, and we got a t-shirt for you. Thanks for that plug, Calhoun.
Yeah, of course. And tell us what you think and what your tier is.
Yeah, if you say, hey, you forgot this quarterback or this quarterback should be higher for whatever reason.
You can say quarterback higher because if we forgot him, they weren't worth naming.
Exactly. So, again, if you send an email to DigitalDarren, DigitalDARON @gmail.com, hit us up on Twitter @DigitalDarrenPod, P-O-D, or Instagram DigitalDarrenPodcast, and let us know what you think. Definitely we'll send you out a t-shirt. We'll get your contact information, send you out a t-shirt, and closing that up. Any more thoughts? I would sum up the list. Like, it's amazing how small the first group is.
How vast the second and third.
How interchangeable a lot of those pieces are.
Because it really they are so close. That second and third, they're really close.
Yeah, and the reason why the top tier group is so small, they so far above all the rest.
So far.
They got them by leaps and bounds.
But
they can do with less. They all done won. They different.
They different. They are. But it goes back to what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how good they are. Their $100 million contract is a bolt of shackle to your favorite team organization. Yeah, we jacked off too quick with the Falcons.
Exactly. So let's end it on this. I'm going to ask you guys a quick prediction. Give me one quarterback to either jump up to a higher level group or one to either one who can jump and be at that higher level noticeably or one who tumbles noticeably.
I don't think now one of the front four tumbles.
Well, not just any quarterback.
Just
name a quarterback. You say, this quarterback can jump up.
I got three that I think can jump up.
Okay.
I think Cam New, Andrew Luck, and RG3 can jump up. I think they can, that second group. Were they in the second group or the third group?
It was in the third group.
RG3 was in the third group. Cam was in the second group. Cam was straddling between the second and third. Yeah, Cam was in the second group.
Andrew Luck went by Vito. I fought for them.
Yeah, well, they can go to the top.
I think Andrew Luck have the most potential. I think Cam is in a bad situation. For one, they don't care enough about him to surround him with the weapons that he needs. Two, the coaching staff is not that good. So, because Ron Rivera is about to lose his job until they pulled out a real pull somebody they asked and shit. So I think Cam is, he's both. I think he can either ascend to the next level or he's the one who can fall.
For me, I say Matt Ryan is the one. I look at him taking a huge tail spin for several reasons.
You think he's going down?
I think he's going down tremendously. He's
consistently trending upwards.
Can I say why?
Come on.
No Tony Gonzalez. No Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez is
his safety blanket.
His safety blanket for a quarterback who checks down as much as he does. I think that's gonna.
Oh, he's a check down man.
Exactly. I think that's gonna. So I think that Matt Ryan is
poor running game.
Poor coaching. Poor line. It's just too many pours going in Matt Ryan.
It's baby. Too many
exactly.
Got enough holes.
Exactly. So I think that us arguing with the Matt Ryan's in that. Houston's a long corn group, and we're not careful he'll be in that Golden Corral group. So, you know, I hope not, because we're
going Matt Ryan over
there. God damn, man. Hey, what you got, Mike? I'll tell you what. I think RG3, the one that could train backwards, and maybe that because of last year. But, and he got some new toys.
All right, we're getting you ready for football again. We're going to hashtag some of this stuff. So we're going to hashtag it's almost football season. For the podcast, and hopefully you guys listen to it and enjoy it. And thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.